You're listening to SBS News.
While the holiday season always presents a challenge for blood donations, the Red Cross Lifeblood Service says donor numbers have plummeted this year because of COVID-19. The PCR test requirement for entry into a number of states, as well as a surge in the number of people being identified as close contacts and requiring testing, has caused a blowout in wait times, with some results taking up to 6 days to return. Red Cross Lifeblood Donor Centre Network head Kath Stone says testing and quarantining requirements prompted by the Omicron outbreak, as well as the holiday season, were behind the cancellations.
It's the holiday season and many of our donors are making plans to see their families and do other things, and we're asking other people to step in and think about donating. It takes 1 hour to come and donate blood, and it gives life and hope to somebody and their family. Blood will go to many patients, those that have been involved in trauma events, those that are having surgery, young mums and children, and many people having cancer treatment throughout the period.
More than half of all appointments are not being attended, which means donors are needed to take the place of those who can't donate. The Red Cross is calling for at least 3,200 donors to give blood before January the 3rd, with O and A blood types the most in demand. These blood groups make up nearly 90% of patients in hospitals, and donors of these blood types are needed every week to maintain supply. Ms. Stone says donations are urgently needed for a range of reasons, and people can contact the service to see if they're eligible to donate.
A blood donation is needed every 18 seconds in Australia, and one in three of us will need blood or blood product in our lifetime. If you're aged between 18 and 75 and feel fit and well, if you're not waiting for the test results for COVID test or are in self-isolation, then please check our eligibility quiz online at lifeblood.com.au.
Queensland and New South Wales are the most in need of donors, with 1,000 additional donors required in each state. Helen Walsh, who represents the Victorian, Tasmanian and South Australian services, says a constant supply is essential.
During this particular period, into the new year, we do need to replenish blood stocks to ensure there's an ongoing supply for patients. But the other issue for us is that one part of our blood called platelets, it only lasts for 7 days. And platelets are a vital clotting agent, so they're used in emergencies and cancer treatment. And it takes 4 donors to make this one bag, which is why we need a constant supply to ensure it's there for patients. And that's why we're open right throughout the holiday period.
Ms. Walsh says the service also encourages people with less common blood types to donate. She says at the moment there's a particular need for donations from people of Polynesian descent.
We want to make sure that Australia's blood supply reflects the population. There are actually over 300 different blood types, and we often need, we can often struggle to find a blood type for a particular patient. So it's really important that we do have a very diverse blood supply, and that means having a diverse panel of blood donors. In particular, at the moment, we are looking for Polynesian donors, people of Polynesian descent, and we have been looking for those for a couple of months now. So if anybody is of Polynesian background, we would encourage them to come into one of our donor centres and donate blood.
Every year, the World Health Organisation campaigns on the issue of blood donation. Blood shortages are particularly acute in developing countries. The WHO says globally 42% of blood is collected in high-income countries, which are home to just 16% of the world's population. The focus on 2021 has been on the role young people can play in ensuring a safe blood supply. People like Raj, now 23, who told the WHO earlier this year that he's been a regular donor at a hospital in Bagura, Bangladesh, since he was 18 years old.
Being in the youthful years of my life and in the prime of my health, as of now, I make it a point to donate blood once in a 3 months. Also, I intend to donate blood as long as I am healthy. So I request you all in general to participate in blood donation and to play an important role in saving lives.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.